CD6.
It's no got feathers, he complained. Look, we dinna ha' time to argue, said Daft Woolly. We're in a hurry, ye ken, and you're the only one who knows how to fly. A broomstick isna flying, said Hamish. It's magic. It hasna any wings. I dinna ken that stuff. But Big Jan had already thrown a piece of string over the bristle end of the stick and was climbing up. Other feagles followed. Besides, how do they steer these things? Hamish went on. Weel, how do you do it with the birdies? Daft Woolly demanded. Oh, that's easy. You just shift your weight, but... Ach, you'll learn as we go, said Willie. Flying canna be that difficult. Even ducks can do it, and they have nae brains at all. There was really no point in arguing, which is why, a few minutes later, Hamish inched his way along the stick's handle. The rest of the feagles clung to the bristles at the other end, chattering. Firmly tied to the bristles was a bundle of what looked like sticks and rags with a battered hat and the stolen beard on top of it. At least this extra weight meant that the stick end was pointing up toward a gap in the fruit trees. Hamish sighed, took a deep breath, pulled his goggles over his eyes, and put a hand on a shiny area of stick just in front of him. Gently, the stick began to move through the air. There was a cheer from the feagles. "See, told yous we'd be okay," Daft Woolly called out. "But can you no make it go a wee bit faster?" Carefully, Hamish touched the shiny area again. The stick shuddered, hung motionless for a moment, and then shot upward, trailing a noise very like, "Aah!" In the silent world of Tiffany's Head, Rob Anybody picked up his sword again and crept across the darkening turf. There was something there, small but moving. It was a tiny thorn bush, growing so fast that its twigs visibly moved. Its shadow danced on the grass. Rob Anybody stared at it. It had to mean something. He watched it carefully. Little bush growing. Then he remembered what the old Kelder had told them when he'd been a wee boy. Once, the land had been all forest, heavy and dark. Then men came and cut down trees. They let the sun in. The grass grew up in the clearings. The big jobs brought in sheep, which ate the grass, and also what grew in the grass. Tree seedlings. And so the dark forests died. There hadn't been much life in them, not once the tree trunks closed in behind you. It had been dark as the bottom of the sea in there, the leaves far above keeping out the light. Sometimes there was the crash of a branch, or the rattle and patter as acorns the squirrels had missed bounced down from branch to branch into the gloom. Mostly it was just hot and silent. Around the edges of the forest were the homes of many creatures. Deep inside the forest, the everlasting forest, was the home of wood. But the turf lived in the sun, with its hundreds of grasses and flowers and birds and insects. The Nac Mac Feagle knew that better than most, being so much closer to it. What looked like a green desert at a distance was a tiny, thriving, roaring jungle. "Ach," said Rob Anybody, "so that's your game, is it? Weel, you're no tucking over in here, too." He chopped at the spindly thing with his sword and stood back. The rustling of leaves behind him made him turn. There were two more saplings unfolding, and a third. He looked across the grass and saw a dozen, 100 tiny trees beginning their race for the sky. Worried though he was, and he was worried to his boots, Rob Anybody grinned. If there's one thing a feagle likes, it's knowing that wherever you strike, you're going to hit an enemy. The sun was going down, and the shadows were moving, and the turf was dying. Rob charged.
Ah!
What happened during the Nac Mac Feagle's search for the right smell was remembered by several witnesses, quite apart from all the owls and bats who were left spinning in the air by a broomstick being navigated by a bunch of screaming little blue men. One of them was Number 95, a ram owned by a not very imaginative farmer. But all he remembered was a sudden noise in the night and a draughty feeling on his back. That was about as exciting as it got for Number 95. So he went back to thinking about grass.